Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sharing Humanity, a podcast produced by Manulife to help Canadians stay mentally, physically, and financially healthy during the COVID-19 pandemic. My name is Greg Bish, and I'm from Manulife. And today we're focused on family fitness and how to keep your kids active. This podcast is for your information only and isn't health advice. Of course, it goes without saying to make sure your doctor is on board with any exercise you'll be trying. Joining me today is David Hatch, a certified personal trainer with almost 20 years experience in the health and fitness industry, and he is a member of our Fitness Center Experience team at Manulife. Welcome, David. Excited to have you on Sharing Humanity. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, as good as to be expected. Thanks for having me, Greg. I'm excited to be here.
Well, thank you for joining. It's our third episode of Sharing Humanity, and this one is about family fitness, and our focus is on keeping kids healthy while isolated and at home. And in preparation for this interview, we met a couple times, of course, virtually, and keeping kids healthy at home is a passion of yours as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working in corporate fitness for two decades now. But that said, young children of my own, and they're a passion of mine. I love being with mm-hmm. them. And I volunteer with their hockey team and their baseball teams. And I just truly enjoy being around them. So they're 7 and 10. Actually, next month, they'll be 7 and 10 for reference. And yeah, it's definitely a passion of mine. But also a bit of a challenge juggling things at this time, as everybody knows, with school and working and trying to stay fit and screen time and all that stuff. So yeah, happy to provide any insight I can.
Yeah. And so 10 and 7, your 10-year-old is a boy, I understand.
Yeah. Nathan is 10 and my daughter Maya is 7.
Very cool. That's a good age difference, so they still can have a lot of similar interests, I imagine.
Yeah, they do pretty well together overall. Yeah, they don't. He's pretty gentle with her, but at the same time, sometimes she takes advantage of that. So, but yeah, like most kids.
That's what younger siblings are for.
That's right, poking the bear.
So what has it been like keeping them active?
Every day has been different for sure. It's been different, but it's been the same you know, always at our house. We're always in our neighborhood and social distancing, of course, but where it's
kind of like Groundhog Day over and over
again. You got it. Every day. It's, what are we going to do today? So that's where we look for opportunities. You know, it's as most kids do. They're stuck to their iPads or screens or whatever they're doing inside. So, you know, breaking it up to get outside and get everybody active is great for not only the kids, but everyone's mental and physical health. So we're just trying to find ways to do that. May is Mental Health Month. So the science actually shows that getting outside and being active helps benefit our moods and our immune systems, which we're all looking for. And even when we're sitting the kids down for they've got a little bit of work to do, schoolwork to do most days, I find getting them out just before that really settles them down and allows them to focus on kind of the task at hand. So it's been important. We're truly looking for opportunities.
In preparation for doing a podcast about getting kids healthy, I was thinking, who could I talk to about this? And then I learned about something Manulife is doing on Facebook. Your colleague, Christy, is doing a yoga stretch on Facebook on Tuesdays at 7:30 in the morning. And you're doing a garage grind, David's garage grind, on Thursday mornings at 7:30. And so that's a 30-minute full body workout. And you welcome all fitness levels and you give instructions in it that helps all fitness levels adjust. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that before we get started?
Yeah, well, yes. Everybody's been going online as in this time, and Manulife approached about getting us to do some online classes just to keep people moving. So, being bare bones and everybody's working from home, I was kind of concerned about what's this supposed to look like and how are we supposed to do this. But they just do your thing, go in your garage. It doesn't have to be you know, too shiny or anything like that. So we put together some classes, and yeah, the Garage Grind, the yoga class I did this morning, actually, and it was a fantastic way to start the day, especially the number of things that, you know, parents working and homeschooling are doing right now. So it just set me up for today. But the boot camp, yeah, my boot camp, it's 30 minutes. There's about a 5-minute warm up, a 5-minute cool down. And I always encourage people that, you know, if they want to take more out of it, work twice as hard as me, they can feel free to do that. But at the same time, breaks too. So I think it's for anybody. There was, as of yesterday, there was about 6,000 views on the Facebook page. So
That's awesome.
Yeah, so hopefully, that's great. Yeah, so hopefully people get some use.
In preparation for this, we reached out to a number of Manulife employees who have kids at home and asked them what questions they would like to ask a personal trainer like yourself. And we're hoping that you have some advice for them. So I'm going to read you some of those questions.
Yeah, I'll do my best. Shoot.
Okay. So there's a lot of pressure on parents. Of course, it's in the news. People are talking about getting your kids active while during this period of isolation and they're not going to school. How active should kids be getting every day?
Yeah, I can sympathize. I do feel the pressure that many people are, but we're fairly okay right now. But as far as the official guidelines, I did a certification recently around children, and the official guidelines was from the World Health Organization for kids to get outside for 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous activity a day, 7 days a week. So it's tough. That's a tough one to get in. So some strategies that we go, because they can't, sometimes they just.
And it doesn't necessarily be outside or anything like that. It just needs to be 60 minutes, right?
That's correct. It could be anything. Yep. I feel like that doesn't have to be all done at once. Right. Whether they break it up, we attempt to structure it like the school recess. So like just before they have a 10 o'clock with their teacher, we try and get out there about 9:30, just get some fresh air. Then we take a lunch break, try and get an afternoon break in if we can. And then we go for a roller walk or a roller blade kind of after dinner as well. So they're doing it in manageable chunks as far as our family is. Some people may not have that luxury, but that's what we're trying to do to get the 60 minutes in.
Yeah, that's, again, something I got to try. That sounds like it would really work. And it aligns with their school, right? They're used to taking those short breaks. So along the lines of rollerblading, because I don't rollerblade, both of my kids do though, and if it's something I want to do with them, I'm going to have to learn. What are some, just in general, of course, with rollerblading, you need all the safety equipment, but for kids and parents who haven't been working out, who need to get out there, what are some of the safety tips that they should keep in mind as they prepare to get physically active?
I think generally as a family, not doing too much too soon anyways. I think you need to build up, start simple, whether it's just like most people are doing now, walk around the block with your face mask on, or a gentle bike ride or something, you know, 3 or 4 times a week, especially for the parents, but not doing too much too soon. So you have to space out maybe the frequency or keep the intensity low to moderate when you first start. And then it's easy to get that base and get more sophisticated with your plan and your workouts. So rest, some recovery. You don't want to do my Garage Grind for a 30-minute super hard if you haven't worked out in 2 months, because you won't be able to walk for a week. And that would be, you don't want to end up in that position. So at the same time, just keeping it safe. It doesn't have to be super competitive or goal-orientated right now. Just get yourself moving and stay active.
At a very basic level, though, what are some of the easiest exercises you can have your kids doing?
Simple things. Skipping, running, walking, you know, climbing, jumping. Just finding things that kind of challenges their basic ability, what motivates them. We played basketball, rollerblade. We have a hockey net. Today we went down and we played baseball at the school. Just keeping it as fresh as we possibly can. Our phys ed teacher from the school even sent us just your basic kids workout. Lots of, you know, some push-ups and planks and squats. You know, old school phys ed workouts, they work for everyone. They're still relevant. So those are some of the kind of just easier things. I mean, don't discount the benefit of going for a walk on your mind and your body. It's just, you know, just getting out for that walk or bike ride or whatever it may be. The simplest things are just as good.
Yeah, it sounds like anything to really get them moving. So the next question we got from a couple Manulife employees, and there's kind of two different versions of this question, but they're similar, but they both have merit. Anytime I try to get my kids moving, it feels like a chore. How can you easily motivate them? The related one was, how do I get my kids exercising more than their fingers?
Yeah, really common. Every family dynamic is different for sure. I bet if it feels like a chore as a parent, it probably feels like a chore to the child as well. But doing something where they may have a choice in the decision making, they may enjoy that more. Maybe providing some examples of what they do. Some kids have different personalities, whereas one of my kids is really competitive. So to want to challenge him that way and get out there and play or challenge him to a competition, he's all over it. Whereas my other child, she just wants to be there. She wants to be with the family doing things. And so we have to kind of balance what will motivate either one of them. And, you know, I was just scrolling through the participation website, the government website. And a few years back, they did for Canada's 150th year, they did a whole participation challenge where you had to try and do like 150 of these exercises.
Really?
And I just referred back to that, and that list is somewhere online, and it just gives you a whole variety of ideas.
That's really cool. What I'll do is I'll find that link, put it in the show notes of the podcast, as well as the WHO standards that you were talking about earlier. I assume those are online.
Yes.
So people can reference those when it's convenient for them.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, for sure.
So another question was around small spaces, either indoors or outdoors. What are some of your recommendations for, because obviously you're not playing baseball if you've got a postage stamp yard, right? What would you say to some parents who are trying to make that work?
Oh man, well, I would say take the pressure off a little bit. Small spaces, there's a lot can be done in small spaces as well. You know, as far as a physical activity program, squatting, lunging, jumping, using your couch to do push-ups or dips, crunches, any kind of floor work, all that stuff can be done in small spaces. I've seen videos of not only teachers, but participants doing those things in small spaces, yoga as well. Dancing with your kids, putting on some music.
Oh, that's awesome.
Those types of things. I've seen pictures of people squatting with their dogs in their arms as well. So they're getting creative with their small spaces.
My son's almost a teenager, 12, and he picked up my weights the other day and took them to the garage and was going to work out. Oh. And he's never really done it on his own before. So I asked him what he planned on doing, and he was totally going to improvise. So I'm not sure if this is a wise thing to do with teenagers, but I kind of insisted that he have a plan, or like a plan that he got online or something. Yeah. About what to do rather than just kind of improvising. I said weights isn't something you really improvise.
Yeah, it's just more of a safety concern over anything. So just with anyone doing any exercise program, you're going to check things like your posture and alignment. So these are things that kind of is universal. Like, are they, you know, are they rounding up their back and pulling a bunch of weight on it? Whether they're having a flat, nice, long, neutral spine, those types of things. So yeah, it's not a bad idea to check in with something a trainer or a professional, or just right. finding an online resource that might be like, okay, here's 4 to 6 exercises and how to do them
right.
for whatever age group. Yeah, I agree with that. It's more of the safety thing. You don't want them getting hurt.
Well, yeah, and if parents don't know what they're doing either, as you said, a lot of trainers probably are accessible online that you can contact from your local gym. Yeah, that's true too. Mm-hmm. So, like I mentioned that I have weights, but I imagine a lot of people who rely on their gym for weights and stuff like that for their teens and for themselves, they don't have weights at home, and it might be difficult to come by right now. So what would you do instead of weights at this point? Is there any substitute?
You can do a ton with your own body weight. A simple Google, you'll get all kinds of body weight exercises online. There's so many things you could do. Around your house, you might look for, you know, you've seen people use backpacks full of books or, you know, like a bag full of something. Books, I guess, is probably the best thing. It's got some weight to it. And if you're squatting with them or rowing with them, you can find intensity levels that way. Doing your push-ups with your feet up on your couch or your hands up on your couch is something that could adjust the intensity of the exercise. So variety, yeah. There's other things out there that you've seen people like such as like your suspension straps. I've seen people have like the brand name would be the TRX, but right. Something like that is something that you might strap to your door, or you could take outside to a tree and add a little bit more resistance. It's kind of like a body weight training system. So yeah, get creative. I mean, like I said, things around the house are going to be the most easily accessible. Using your dog if it's not too heavy, books in a bag, or I'm stuck on the dog thing, but anything you can kind of pick up and put back down, whether it's maybe a box full of records or something. But yeah, you have to get creative for sure.
So final question. Do you have, before we part, do you have any overall advice on people getting their kids active?
Great. I would just say, don't overwhelm yourself too much with it all. I think giving yourself a bit of a break first goes a long way. So just taking the pressure off of yourself to do all these things right now is going to be good for your own mental and physical health. So showing yourself some love, doing little bits at a time, spending some family time, kind of making it a team effort, and just breaking it up. I think that's my overall kind of feeling right now in this time.
Yeah, I really like your ideas of the two top things I think I'm taking from it is today for my own life is breaking it up, making those kind of recess moments, and then giving them choice to kind of drive the bus metaphorically. So yeah, thank you. This has been really informative for me. And I think a lot of our parents, well, certainly the parents who asked the questions got a lot out of this, but I'm sure a lot of other parents did as well. So I really appreciate you coming to Sharing Humanity today. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Greg. I really hope it helps. I look forward to hearing how everything goes.
Take care.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Sharing Humanity podcast. Remember, make sure your doctor is okay with any physical activity you're trying out. Check out our Manulife Facebook page for new yoga stretches with Christy on Tuesdays and Thursdays for David's Garage Grind. Also, if you're looking for more important information regarding COVID-19, please check out manulife.ca and follow the link to our coronavirus page.